a sexual background check is essential, men. And this is something that I absolutely got burnt to a crisp with during my most recent relationship that lasted about 3 to 4 months. And today's edition of MGTOW content is about how you can't look the other way when it comes to women's sexual resume, guys, is what we're going to call this. A woman that has a long list of sexual partners in the past is going to exhibit a number of qualities that will drive you to a state of insanity. And there are a lot of other factors that it means. It is often a symptom of other things. And I want you to be aware of that. And we're going to look at 5 different things in a 5-part series about why you need to give her a sexual background check and how you cannot ignore it. And the first one is, she's going to be impossible to please. Number 2 is, she's going to be filled with double, triple, quadruple-mindedness. Insert whatever number of sexual partners she has had. Number 3 is, why do you think she will change with you? She always thinks, as men, that will be the one to right the ship. You know, men, we think we have the key to fix her. Number 4 is that pair bonding is absolutely obliterated, the ability to do it. And number 5 is, where is her heart? Does she have one? She does, but she has no idea where it is. And so, welcome back, MGTOW Men. It's a Saturday. You see that I've got 5 different things listed. That's because I'll be looking at 5 different reasons. It's quite a long list. It could be quite longer, and I can make it quite longer if I wanted to. But today is just going to be about edition number 1. Because this is such an important issue in today's world. And today's topic is fueled by a story that I thought of the other day from my most recent relationship, and a few emails from men and a few comments from men that brought up my video regarding the carrying of sexual energy and DNA from the previous partner, which is not something that's usually talked about today, especially when sex is viewed as something insignificant. And the main inspiration was a singular viewer. His name is David, and he talked about the difference between our culture today that honors having a higher number of sexual partners because it praises one ability to get those sexual experiences and accrue notches on the bedpost next to your head. I kind of added that part into his email. Against the culture of yesteryear, which is a lot sooner than we actually think. When having a virgin and when marrying a woman that has protected that was honored and was valued. And we definitely don't need to go back that far in time, as this applies to even life during the 50s and 60s, when it would be likely for a man to marry a woman while she was in high school. In fact, that woman may not even completed high school before she got whisked away in this marriage. And it was far rarer for her to be a virgin. And in fact, it would be shameful if she wasn't. And we saw things change slowly in the late 50s, and as women like Marilyn Monroe began to take up the mainstream, and women began to emulate them and want the James Dean type soul around them. And slowly, having more and more sexual partners was praised. Soon we got Janet Jackson, we have Madonna, now Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, I could go on and on. And they flooded the airwaves with language that praises sexual conquest on the part of women, much like, you know, already existed for the voices of male rappers. It's just an example. But what I'm getting at today, it's a real thing and something that definitely has an impact on a relationship. In fact, it has everything to do with a relationship. Is this instance of not being able to please her, not being able to satisfy her, and having her mind essentially everywhere and nowhere at the same time. And to begin, I will touch on my last girlfriend, and man, I regret falling for this relationship when the signs were blaring right in front of me, blaring out like a loud fire alarm set off in a college dorm, echoing through the cement walls. I've been there. I've done it myself. So she would make lists of how many people she is at least, I don't know if it was made out with or what it was. I don't know what the standard line was. And one time, this list was actually misconstrued as being a list for all the people that she intended to bring to her future wedding. That's scary that was confused for the other list, her sexual encounters. And it's as if a dagger into my intestines is twisted when I think back on it now. And things only lasted another month and a half, but it should have even been shorter than that. Because that is enough of a red flag right there. That there's many things that this indicates. And I would go into more detail about this encounter, but out of respect for some semblance of privacy, I'm just not going to go there. And my experience with this woman was one that she was hurting. And yes, because of traumas in her life, but because of these and sexual encounters. She viewed these things as good, but what the heck do you list out that are bad in life? Nobody lists bad things unless it's ESPN making a graphic regarding a list of all the injuries that the starting running back has incurred throughout his career. And for her, this list was viewed as a positive, but this list, and even though my list of sexual partners is only two, and the list of girls that I've made out with, at least, is only three, this list provided me with the red pills that I've needed, but has done nothing more than take from me in other regards. And this list would eat away at her, I'm convinced of it. It ripped her from the ability to be empathic, it destroyed her self-worth, it kept her spiraling, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. There was nothing that I could do to help her. It was like she's always running from her own demons, and each sexual partner was, in other words, another 40 of Jack that was downed. That's just how a lot of people treat it. It's not seen that way. It's not seen like a drug. It's not seen like an alcohol addiction. And the next bit of background is came from an email from David, and he's going to explain. Yes, I think any sex outside of marriage is harmful. It damages the man's integrity and respect, and it damages the woman's reputation and sexual marketplace value. I haven't found it yet, but I heard of a book mentioned as on a Christian radio station. This is by a psychologist that say sex rewires the brain. And they said it affects women much more than men. It rewires your brain to those conditions of sexual intimacy. It does for a man, but you know, to a greater extent for a female. If she has sex for the first time with a stranger she met at a bar, then for the rest of her life, she will tend to seek out sex with men she barely knows. Obviously, this is going to increase from person to person. If she has sex with her husband for the first time on the wedding night, she will tend to be faithful to him and love him her whole life. This is obviously not always fail-proof. and be satisfied with marital sex, whereas women with even two lovers before their husband have a lot of marital dissatisfaction. The ancient world recognized this. They only wanted to marry a virgin. A single woman who was not a virgin was considered damaged goods. So this is precisely true, and it was viewed that a woman's moral value and level of trustworthiness plummeted. Also, because of birth control, which besides onanism or the pull-out method, is very new, the fact that a woman has had many sexual partners in the past means that her egg count had been diminished. The ability to carry and also give birth to a child has dramatically decreased because she's already done it. And it has this biological side effect as well that we don't always consciously recognize, but I wanted to point out this to accompany the nurture or social reasoning behind why this is the case. And so with that background, as to why the sexual background is more than important when looking at a woman, I want you to realize that men are certainly not immune to this themselves, that they've had a long list of sexual partners in the past. And the effects of this extend far past dating and marriage, and so they impact friendships and work relationships as well, because your experience on the bed is not entirely separate from the experiences that you have at work, at the gym, in school, and so forth. It does impact everything. So number one, let's get to my reasoning here, is that it's going to be impossible to please her. And man, this is the first thing that I list as to why a woman's sexual background is an essential factor, but it is likely the least important reason to consider, because pleasing a woman and pleasing your wife is really the last thing that should be on a man's mind when being married. And pleasing someone is actually always should be one of the last things to consider, because pleasing someone is not a goal. Pleasing someone's a product of living out your life and living it in mind of how you should, and living out your integrity. It just happens. It's a byproduct. And we call these people pleasers. And when have you ever used the term people pleaser in a positive manner? You don't. And it doesn't happen. It's not a thing. But the more she is praised, the more sexual partners that she has, the more she believes that she's deserving of being pleased. And the more her ego is fed, and the more that you are willing to do whatever it takes to essentially just get into her pants, you're sacrificing a lot. And it produces a continual, perpetual sense of entitlement. And you know what that leads to? You now end up being the latest subject. You are her latest subject and latest project to extrapolate as much joy and as many compliments from. You. A lot of these times, these women are energy suckers. They are narcissistic. They are bipolar. They have bipersonality disorder. And when we bring it to sex and that side of a relationship, a woman is not made for this type of living. So there's a reason that it is once treated with shaming, excommunication from communities, and even stonings because it was viewed as deplorable. Because we don't have this anymore. Women feel that it is safe and justified to take this path. I mean, obviously, guys, this goes for men too. It isn't viewed in the same way in the public light. There are different names that men are going to be called. There's going to be different names that women are going to be called. Either way, it's a risky path to take regardless. And all this to say is her expectations are just too high. And maybe you've gotten lucky enough to score a 10. But they also say never trust a big butt and a smile for a reason. She can't be trusted, but she is that much more likely to be dissatisfied. And the woman can always have the power if she has the sexual power within her in the SMV. As long as that's there, she can have a lot more power than even kings, okay? And thus, she can get even the man that is out of her league far more often than the guy that is trying to outpunt his coverage and get that which is out of his league. She will have had some of the hottest guys, some of the best guys in bed that she could ask for, and you will not be able to please her. It's like a guy that grew up in Tennessee, North Carolina, or Kansas City and has been surrounded by good barbecue all his life. He moves to Oregon, tries to get some BBQ. He's going to cheat on Oregon. I don't care how good the hipster barbecue restaurant is in Portland. It's not going to be the same as his barbecue X's. Whatever the element is, whatever the swag is that goes with it, it's not going to be there. I don't care how good the sex is with you, how good she says it is with you. There's always that one amazingly hot sexual encounter that she has had with her ex during that one freaking weekend away that you're never going to live up to. And men, you're not going to win. The more sexual partners a woman has had, the more you have to compete with. The MLB is divided into 6 divisions. It's easier to make the playoffs now. You know what it used to be? Only 2 teams that made the playoffs. Now there's, I'm trying to, like 12. It was nearly impossible. Or maybe there's 5, my bad, or 10. You had everyone to compete with. And even if you won 100 games, you still might not make the playoffs. Or what was the World Series? Okay, that's you now. Okay, that's you with 3.5 billion people to keep track of on social media. And while she has had a number of sexual partners, you're going to get compared to her in other areas of life. It's not just going to be sex. We as humans have an ability to remember extremes of someone's identity because those are the moments that are most salient in our memory. And as you know, is the case with the neuroplasticity of our brains, we remember what is valuable and we forget what can be discarded. We remember amazingly good elements of people. And thus, women and men alike will remember what they deem as shockingly good or shockingly bad. And the more sexual partners she's had, the more you're going to be compared to the other areas of life that these men exceeded in. So he may have been a deadbeat druggie, but he may have taught her about cars, how to change her oil. Not doing the Urban Dictionary meaning there, guys. He may have taught her how to cook a certain food. He may have taught her some tricks on the computer, just some basic coding. I have no idea. But a laundry list of sexual partners doesn't just mean being compared at that level. So I'm going to leave you with this. So in June, there was an article published by the BBC that has a number of implications on these 5 reasons as to why you want to avoid a woman with a number of sexual partners, a lot of them. They note how many women are getting hymenoplasty surgeries, so replacing their hymens, or physically cover up the fact that they're not virgins. So the same article notes how women are being socially pressured into this, and they deem it unfair that women are being pressured into being virgins again or re-virginized. And the article notes that women are not doing things as they traditionally have. This is no surprise, and which is once again the way to do things now. It's not recognized as this. It's not recognized that tradition existed for a reason in regards to gender roles. It recognizes, liberation now, working and finally marrying at age 30 and then getting divorced 7 years later because you're irascible. Whose fault is this? It's framed as if it's the man's fault, but it's something that women have fought for, which is the confusing and puzzling thing about this. And now white knight men are supporting it. They're paying for these hymenoplasty surgeries. And these surgeries may be forced upon them because of some superficial demand the man has. But I highly doubt it most times, and that article definitely frames it that way. So virginity right here makes you scratch your head. Is it still viewed as valuable? Like, if women are willing to pay $400 to get the surgery done or whatever the heck it is, I guess it's probably not even $400. I must have misread that. It must be far more. I don't care. Virginity is still viewed as the holy grail in women around the world and in many countries. And whole societies across the world don't just arbitrarily decide that something has societal value and have it transcend centuries for no reason. clearly there's something in our mind that likes that. And there must be a reason for it. Yet we sell ourselves lies once again, guys. Claim a man's expectations to desire to have a virgin is a double standard and a lie. And sure, men, don't be whores either, but don't expect men to not want something that means loyalty, commitment, and fertility, which is essentially what you're saying if you're a virgin. And that's you with a chick that has been around men without a chance and with standards you can't live up to. You can't raise a family. You can't live up to her sexually. No, you don't have a sexual freak on your hand that all of your friends should be jealous of, okay? You didn't score something. You have a handful of condoms and a bed full of problems that you're going to have to sleep next to. The next four reasons are coming up, men. You best be ready for them. And you know who this list could be used for? Jezebel. Maybe that's a little foreshadowing for this week's Sunday sermon. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe you need to check that out and see. But enjoy this Saturday. I've got a full day ahead of me, working 8 till 8 or 9 tonight. But I don't got to go entertain my girl afterwards with a fruitless trip to the bar. So we all good. Hoodie's up instead. Hoodie is out instead. Yeah.